Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Somewhere that should be for all the world to see.
Who did Boomer Esiason tell to shut the hell up and play during the break, Robbie?
It was actually like a shout out to, like, you know, he does his old timey shout outs. It's like I forget what Hall of Famer Cooperstown, but shout out to our oldest living member of the Hall of Fame, and he was like going on.
I thought it was gonna be the Astros, you know, like the Astros complained about. I saw the Astros are complaining to MLB about the fans taunting them. I mean, you got to be effing kidding me that, like, to have the audacity to call up even if he is a weasel, Rob Manfred. You know, to even have the audacity, oh, they're booing us too much. Get the hell out of here.
Wow.
You know what? You're lucky that you got a year reprieve to forget about all this stuff. I'm glad that everybody's booing the hell out of you. You're lucky that you haven't even got it worse, to be honest with you. Are the Astros coming down here, Robbie?
No.
I want to bring some trash cans to the ballpark.
They do not play the Marlins this year.
I would love to boo the hell out of the Astros. Be so fun. Be so fun. Did our boy Dead Rabbit get in the game yesterday, Robbie?
He did not get in the game yesterday.
I saw him loosening up a little bit because Luke Weaver was having a little bit of trouble early on. And so I saw they bring in the Dead Rabbit. If you guys don't know about the Dead Rabbit, Caleb Smith. Caleb Smith, he was a friend of the show. I mean, he was we had Caleb Smith on probably like maybe three times. And just a cool dude. We liked having him on. He is country.
Country.
He is country, and he loves to hunt. And Caleb Smith would do this thing called the Dead Rabbit, which is basically
it's a dead varmint, but we call it Dead Rabbit.
It's Dead Rabbit. And so, like, he would do this call of Dead Rabbit, and it would basically it's mimicking an animal in peril. And this is what it sounded like. Amazing. He did that for us on the show. It was like a superpower. And so, you know, we were suggesting that when it gets two strikes on a batter, you know, right before he throws whatever pitch it is, he hits him with the Dead Rabbit. Starts going to hit him with. Yep. And so, like, if you saw a pitcher do that to you on the mound, how scared would you be? That guy's crazy. I'm not going to hit this pitch.
Somebody said, Negro, you used the word vermin, but said you Southerners.
What was the story with Paul Severino? Like, didn't Severino mention it on the broadcast or something like that? Like, did we convince Paul Severino, like, that was actually a thing that he was doing on the mound?
He did mention in the broadcast.
He goes, if you guys don't know about Caleb Smith, it's got this thing called the Dead Rabbit. It's a secret pitch. I think we had him on the show that morning, and it was like right before all the Rona breakout was happening. He goes, tell you, Todd, he's got this secret pitch he's been working on this entire offseason. It's called the Dead Rabbit.
Now he sounds like Wild Thing.
Sounds like Harry Doyle. In the like Jeter calls him, he goes, Is Severino half in the bag here? Like, what is he talking about? Dead Rabbit. What is this?
Throw the eater.
I miss him. Oh, I like having Starling Marte on the team. Don't get me wrong. I mean, now he's had two bad injuries. One wasn't his fault. He got hit in the wrist. But, you know, I miss Dead Rabbit. Miss that guy. Love him.
Yeah, might see him tonight.
Might see him tonight.
He hasn't gotten that revenge outing yet.
Let's get the headlines, Robbie. What do we got, man?
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Got it! Bird Dragic did the complete 360.
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar. An Odyssey station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Now, gentlemen, we're newsmen here.
Ah.
We have to alert the people when news comes out.
It feels like it's going to go somewhere. Some Tua or Chris Greer news.
It's out, guys. It's out. Todd McShay's way too early mock draft. It is out.
Who's the number one pick, Robbie?
Number one pick is the defensive end from Oregon, Kayvon Thibodeau, courtesy of the Houston Texans. Keaton Slovis going 2 to the Detroit Lions. Sam Howell falls all the way to 7 to the Eagles, and it's not the Eagles-Dolphins pick. It's their actual Eagles pick. And Tom McShay believes the Dolphins will be picking around 24. That's to the 49ers.
All right.
And then the pick that the Dolphins are going to give to the Eagles is 20.
All right,
which the Eagles take.
He has the Niners being better than the Dolphins.
Yes, well, because the Niners in the Super Bowl 2 years ago when they had everybody healthy.
Dude, you know what? I hear that bleep all the time. You might as well have been in the Super Bowl 20 years ago. You were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, unless you have mother effing Tom Brady. 2 years ago is a lifetime. Oh, they were in the AFC Championship a couple years ago. Yeah, and then what? And then they couldn't pay any of their players. Shut up. They're in the Super Bowl 2 years. Big Spoon!
Big Spoon!
Yeah. Did you get her a Mother's Day card, bro?
Huh?
Did you get a Mother's Day card, bro?
No.
Huh.
My mom one.
Oh, good for you. Dude, let me tell you something. So I went and bought a card yesterday. I won't say for who, but I was in. I was getting that.
Is
I was
it
getting
your mom.
Was getting that. Was getting that double vax, right?
Oh, so you went and got.
How you feeling?
You got a card and the vax was free.
Armor chicken wing hurts a little bit.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
Dude, I go and buy this card, right? And I do the self checkout, and I'm just going. You know, so you just kind of like boop, and I get a little get something to drink. They say stay hydrated. Boop. Card, all right, $4.99, not great, but whatever. That's a typical price. Boop! This card rings up. I look at it. I think the machine's broke. I'm like tapping the machine, like making sure it's okay. $8.99 for a card.
Oh, get out of here!
What?
I'm like, what? Now, I had to eat it because I'm not calling a customer service over there and be like. I need this canceled.
You want to seem like a cheap guy.
Yeah, woo! I can't do that. I just have to move on. But $8.99. I was like, what is this? Does this card shoot fireworks?
I'll open it up. I want to hear music.
Yeah. Not even a music card. I was like, $8.99? I mean, they got you on this Mother's Day by the you-know-whats.
Hey, I have a question. Like, when you buy a card, do you care where you buy the card from?
I don't think I go anywhere that's not, like, CVS. I think that's pretty much my card hub.
But you know what? I have to make sure, like, when I get anniversary cards and stuff like that, I make sure I don't go where my wife goes and gets her cards.
You ever do a no look on a card and, like, it doesn't have the right pronouns in there?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it's I think like one time I got my I think one time I got like an aunt birthday card for my wife. I was like, oh.
Somebody said, bro, I accidentally spent like $72 at CVS yesterday. I'm telling you this, I've seen people in Walgreens with shopping carts, and I'm like, this is a drugstore. There's no room for that.
Yeah, somebody says you have to go to the dollar stores to get cards, bro. That's sound advice. Here's the only thing. One, I mean, it's 50-50 if that envelope's going to work if you get it at the dollar store.
Oh, yeah, because they're not matched up.
Yeah, the second thing is I was pulling the Robbie where he's like, hey, you go, you take care of the business while you're getting that 15 minutes wait. And by the way, that post-15 minute vax, I mean, is that the longest 15 minutes of your life to sit around there?
Well, where I went, when I went to Walmart, they walk you like you go check in at the pharmacy and then somebody comes out with a little like carry thing, and they walk you over to where the changing area is, you right. know, for try on clothes, and that's the setup for the shot. Then they give you a little timer, and you go sit in like the isolation booth over by the other people, and you sit there with this timer. And I'm like, I kept looking.
Yep.
I'm like, wow, 13 more minutes, huh?
I feel like voluntarily I've spent 15 minutes at a CVS before, but like if you make me stay at a CVS for 15 minutes, holy crap. I mean, how many times am I going to go look at the as seen on TV aisle?
Oh, no. Walmart has one of those too. Oh, Ghetto yeah. Macy's don't play. It's massive.
Yeah. So no sickness, Robbie. Just a little bit of soreness on the old chicken wing. That's it. Right, you know, my T-Rex arm is a little sore.
Let's go willy nilly.
I'm ready to go willy nilly. I'm willy nilly today. When is my vax fully throughout my blood?
I think it's
like,
2 weeks.
You got like 5 days, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Wow,
man.
I mean, you were just at
right. So I'm good then. I'm good. I only got one shot.
Yeah, Leroy, I'm surprised you got the Johnson & Johnson shot. You don't go anywhere. Like, what was the rush for you to get vaccinated?
Because
you want to go back twice.
Because I have somebody in my house that don't have the shot.
Yeah, but like me and Tobin, like we go to super spreaders all the time. Like it would make sense for one of us to get the Johnson. Like Zaslo, he got the Johnson & Johnson because he was going to go to WrestleMania that week. But you only right. leave your house to go to Publix.
Dude, I went to the Golden Corral of super spreaders. Jacksonville for UFC
Oh my goodness. You sent a picture. I thought that was an old picture.
No. Dude, it was like another time. Nobody was wearing masks. It was everybody was willy-nilly in Jacksonville. They didn't give a you know what. I almost cursed. I mean, it was something. Now, that being said, it was one of the greatest sporting events I've ever been to. It was so much fun.
Dave
it was
Southsea,
so much fun.
He worked at CVS in the Keys. A guy came in barefoot with a parrot on his shoulder.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I can see it. What are the headlines? Right,
Toby, you were about to make a point about the San Francisco 49ers before we got sidetracked.
I don't remember, bro.
No, because everyone keeps saying that they're going to be in the because they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Oh, it's just like, yeah, they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They don't even first of all, they just drafted a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so like we're really saying this team is going to be a contender this year? That seems wildly dumb. They by drafting Trey Lance are telling you, "Hey, we don't think we're going to be a contender this year."
No, that's not true. But Garoppolo, when healthy, he's been good.
Yeah.
That's Nick Bosa.
There's the biggest two-letter word in the English dictionary.
If.
Yeah, same thing with Nick Bosa. He's 50-50 whether he's going to be healthy. Bad genes.
Bad genes. Bad genes, bro. You called it.
Isn't it three Bosas in the league?
No, there's two. Nick and Joey, but their dad was a Dolphin. And their uncle, Eric Kumerow, also a Dolphins bust back-to-back years.
Ooh, and from Cleveland, right? Wasn't Kumerow?
Yeah, Kumerow was from Ohio State. And then dad Bosa married Mrs. Kumerow, and then his sister, and then that's how they produced the Bosas.
Mida goes, we'd be wild in the 954, 904. Yeah, 904. Listen, they were getting crazy.
Duval.
I will say, I went to this one place in Duval. It was just like I walk in there for breakfast, just a full bar, just like of like all
in the
kinds
morning?
Of. Oh yeah, oh yeah, moonshine, the works. I was like, what is going on here? There's like an arcade over there. I was like, who gets down with breakfast like this? What is that? It's like I walked into Redneck Dave and Buster's.
Well, I remember your first time to Vegas when you were the only person in Vegas buying drinks.
Yep. At the Hooters.
I'm like, hey, man.
We walked into a Hooters.
I said, hey, what are you doing?
We walked into a Hooters casino where they have the Hooters ladies, B team, having the doing the blackjack table.
They ain't going to make no calendar none of them girls in there.
No. No. They're on hard times, Daddy. And I walk in, and there is a mixed martial arts weigh-in happening at the Hooters pool.
Didn't they just walk them out into, like, the – or did they go all the way out to the pool?
It was at the pool.
Yeah.
It was at the pool, and guys were making weight at the Hooters pool.
Dude, I got to tell you. From what I know of Hooters and, you know, their fame worldwide, you can pretty much find a Hooters anywhere. If that is what they ever put forward to represent Hooters, they're doing themselves a disservice. Because, you know, everybody have the casino. Everybody goes to the casino and they have, like, the old ladies, you know, instead of the young hotties.
Of course.
If you go to Hooters, you're thinking, oh, it's going to be the young hotties. Nope, even the old ladies wearing the outfits.
Yeah. What else we got, Robbie?
All right, so a couple more notes in this mock draft. For the Cades bros out there, Zion Nelson, fifth overall to the Cincinnati Bengals. Ironically, the Bengals are in the same position as they were in last year. They passed on taking Penei Sewell, and now they're back in the same spot, and then they're going to take Zion Nelson, five overall.
Well, in fairness, look, I mean, if that's the case, if he gets through the year healthy, I mean, you know, you're
Robbie,
good.
If they're picking five overall, Joe Burrow is not making it through the season healthy.
Robbie, what of those five teams are least likely to have a top five pick when the season ends?
Well, the Dolphins don't have their own pick. Well,
no, did you just understand what I'm saying?
The Dolphins were in the top five originally.
You don't understand what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Was he in the top five this year?
The top five that he's talking about in his mock draft next year.
Yeah, he's got his mock draft is Houston, Detroit, Jacksonville, Jets, and Cincinnati. That's what he predicted.
That sounds like the same five you say every year.
Yeah, except Houston.
But which one of those top five won't have a top five pick? Because, you know, every year
Jacksonville,
there's two or three teams that end up 10-6 because the Dolphins were supposed to be top five last year.
I don't think the Jaguars will go 10-6, but I don't think they'll be one of the five worst teams in the league.
Jacksonville's got – I mean, they got Tennessee and Indy in their division. Those teams are pretty good.
New coach smell.
Dude, this guy, he's going to Tebow. What do you mean new coach smell? He smells like Tebow.
You know why you should understand that? Because of Adam Gase. That's why you should understand new coach smell.
Oh, that was a Fugazi 10-6 if I ever saw one.
Again, new coach smell. That means new coach, new energy, new systems.
But here's the thing with Adam Gase. Here's the difference. Adam Gase came into a situation where his first year, he got to tinker and play with a roster that wasn't his choosing. Once he got his little brother.
That's not an excuse to me.
It's not an excuse. Well, the thing is like he actually did better with a roster that he didn't pick. Once he got his grubby little paws and his crazy eyes on the roster, he ruined it.
Agreed. I will say this.
Yeah, factor in the quit factor, too.
That very rarely do you have this, but Urban Meyer has been successful at every level he's coached.
Oh, all right.
So that's a fact. That's a fact. No, Nick Saban was not successful in the NFL.
For 1 year.
Yeah, but that was the same argument. That was the same argument with him going into the NFL.
So what? I'm talking about, okay, thinking a level of success, go look at Urban Meyer's career. And I hate talking about this because he was Ohio State coach. But look at the success he's had in college. And look at the success of how good was he at Michigan State? He was okay.
Beat Ohio State that 1 year.
LSU, he won the championship.
He won the championship at LSU, and then he went to the Dolphins.
Yeah, that 6-game winning streak with Gus Bradley.
Leroy, you can't say that you won the championship at a college level and then say you weren't successful. He was successful at every level that he was. It's like holding Bowling Green against Urban Meyer. I know. Dude,
wait,
but it's the same situation with Urban Meyer.
All right. I'm just saying when it comes to stuff like that.
Venture to guess they're the same age, right? Urban Meyer going into the NFL and Nick Saban when he went to the NFL.
Are they?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
All right, we could search this. We'll take a little minute. But yeah, Urban Meyer right now, current day Urban Meyer is 56 years old.
Okay, so that was – and so Saban was the Dolphins coach, what? He was the Dolphins coach 15 years ago?
So Saban, current day Nick Saban is 69.
He would have been what, 54?
2005. 54. Yeah, he would have been like 50, 53, 54.
Yes, it would be like the same. It's like the same age.
Okay.
The samesies.
Okay.
The samesies. Now, here's the thing that Nick Saban didn't do. All right? He didn't call up Rando. I don't know. Who the hell was the quarterback for LSU back then, Robbie?
Oh, Jamarcus Russell or Matt Flynn?
Yeah, he didn't call up Matt Flynn and say, you want to play tight end?
Hey, man. Come on. Yeah, like, look, think about this. You think there's any chance in hell Tebow plays tight end?
Josh Booty, former Marlin.
Dude, I'm telling you, did you hear the owner the other day, Tony Khan, the young buck? It sounds like it's happening. This doesn't sound like it's a maybe. It sounds like Tebow is going to be the tight end for the Jaguars. He's even taking a Urban's even taking a dump on their tight ends on the roster. He goes, we don't have any tight ends. I'm telling you, it's happening.
You had the first pick in the draft. There's a lot of things you don't have.
I'm telling you.
They got the third down back.
Over under. Among the games, Tebow plays for the Jaguars. Over under set at a half.
Over.
Over. Over.
Really?
I thought you were going to go like 3.5.
No, he's either going to play or he doesn't play.
If I'm saying he's making the team, that's all, you know.
He has to make the team or he's going to take snaps.
He's got
to
play one game. The team. Yeah.
He's going to play games.
Over under means he's going to
play. He's going to play multiple games. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Would you like to bet Celsius on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys, we should do something a little bit. You know what? I'll tell you what. Loser has to wear a Tebow jersey on the show.
Oh, just call Beast. He has one ready to go.
All right.
I'm going. All right. So, you want to set it at a half? Because I'll give you games.
I mean, I just said he wouldn't make the team. So that's why I said it at that. But if you're going to give me games, I'll take the games.
All right, so you want to go 1.5 games?
Yeah, I'll go 1.5.
All right, so you're going to go – he's going to play under 1.5 games.
Oh, a Jags Tebow jersey. You got to wear his tight end number.
Terrible.
Like, come on, dude.
He'd probably be 15. They changed the rules.
Yeah, once they cut Minshew. Poor Minshew. Oh.
My
sweet Minshew.
They're not going to cut him. He's going to be the backup.
I mean, Urban Meyer cut like a bunch of like longtime scouts that would have been there since the inception of the Jaguars.
He just brings his own guys in. That's all. Brings his own guys in.
So over under 1.5 games. There's a Celsius and the loser has to wear the Tim Tebow Jags jersey.
All right.
So it is said, so it is done. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody.
What are you listening to?
This is Frankie Valli, bro.
It was an emergency. I just needed a song. I didn't factor context.
Last minute. What was it? Was it Frankie Valli Day on Zaslow and Amber yesterday?
I think
I
it
don't
was.
Understand. How's that even close to a song you just grabbed?
It's at the top of the list. It's one of the most recently uploaded. Yeah, so
somebody
songs.
Was. Yeah, somebody was playing it.
It's probably somebody was playing. Could have been a Hawkman special.
Could have been. You guys can text the show at 786-360-0790. Texter writes in, Tobin, WTF is Bam doing at a Marlins game with a slump buster draped all over him? SMH. Hey, bro. 11 points to do that to you.
I mean, I wouldn't call that a slump.
And plus, Bam had almost a starting five with him. Now, I don't know who there was with Strus. My guess would be whoever Bam says, ask Strus, she's yours.
Jeez.
that's the Bam box, right? Like that's probably what's doing there.
I'm gonna bet the over on his point total for tomorrow night.
Oh, I would venture to guess after Bam. Look, not to jump to conclusions. But based on the ratio for Bam Adebayo in that press box, I'm going 25 point triple double tomorrow night.
Really?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. A couple games to clear your mind. No practice, Leroy, for a couple days. You know, just clear the mind. We know the slump buster's real. Remember who was it? Justin Bohr? Justin Bohr linked up with that supermodel?
He's now playing in Japan.
Yeah, because exactly. And why? And why?
Because Slump Buster didn't work.
No. No. Because he ended up with a gorgeous, gorgeous supermodel. And then what happened to Justin Bohr?
He's playing in Japan.
But when Yelich told us that Justin Bohr was not below going with the Slump Buster, what was happening? Home run derby, Justin Bohr.
Oh,
that's what was
home
happening.
Run derby.
Home run derby, Justin Bohr was happening.
Oh,
Telling you.
He got screwed.
And if you guys don't believe, listen, if you guys don't believe in the slump buster, just ask Warren Cromartie. Warren Cromartie swears by the slump buster, but he says you can't tell nobody. What about, that's the thing.
What about Chad Pennington?
Oh, man. Yeah, he goes, listen, he's like,
hey,
you ever been
in a situation where you think you slump busting and somebody is looking at you like they're slump buster?
Yeah, we call that like a cancel out slump buster. Like you guys both think you're doing each other a favor. Sure.
Yeah,
of course.
All right.
Of course. Yeah, we call that sophomore year at Barry University. That was a dark fall semester, bro. We'll be waking up in a haze. Oh,
then
man.
You just take a little look see over to you and you're like, oh boy.
Looking at the watch, it's 4 a.m. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even know what time it was, Robbie. First of all, I was on such bad behavior at Barry University my sophomore year, especially fall semester. Just because communications majors, dude, first of all, every class it's once a week and every class is 6 p.m.
Oh,
so
God.
You have nothing to do all day. And then when you do your work, you're doing it like, you know, in editing booths and all that type of stuff. It just, I'm surprised I'm alive, to be honest with you.
Jeez.
It just left for nothing but shenanigans, Leroy.
All right.
Yeah, 3-hour class once a week. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, it's no wonder I got kicked off campus that year.
I'm surprised you made it.
Was it sophomore year too where you got kicked off?
Yep. That was my last year on campus. You can't live here no more. That's what they said.
You take your crew with you.
You and your band of merry men. Get the hell out of here. So what do we do?
Well, were you like the dude from what's that movie?
Van Wilder?
No. With the neighbors.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, except our neighbors liked it. They came and partied. And we had the Knights of Columbus cops. So people would kind of – like what happened was the Knights of Columbus, we ended up joining the Knights of Columbus just basically to use them as a resource. And what ended up happening was people – they would come and come to the party, the house parties. But people would think that they were there to break up the parties. And so they were like, swarm, 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 everybody out, everybody out. And, you know, they were just there to party.
Dude, Knights of Columbus?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still in my first step. I'm technically a member of the Knights of Columbus.
They don't want you. They sent you.
They definitely don't anymore, that's for sure.
You mean at one point they did want you?
Well, yeah, they thought it was good for recruitment, but you know.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my goodness.
It was a bad play by them. It was a bad play by them, admittedly. I don't know what to tell you. 305 Marlins Dolphins Heat knows those Barry Knights. They're crazy.
Somebody said it's a Catholic thing. I'm Catholic.
Oh yeah. We were definitely doing it for the Catholic thing. It's definitely what it was.
No, I got to tell you, man, your college experience was a lot different than mine.
Well, you went to one of the you know, the biggest colleges in America.
I had to be done with all my classes by 1.
Yeah, for practice. Every day,
my first class was first class of the day.
You were there with Glenn Rice when he was with Sarah Palin. Like, you're telling me you didn't get wild at Michigan?
For the basketball team, yes. They were
come on. No way. So you tell me the football team didn't. You tell me the football team didn't have its fun?
I've seen some things.
No slip and slide in the dorm?
I've seen some things. I will tell you what. I remember Steve Everett had a roommate, and they were out and about, and Steve accidentally slammed his hand in a car door and broke some fingers. And this was during spring ball. So Bo came in and yelled at him, and Steve stood up and yelled back and said, "I'll just snap it with my left." And guess what? Never missed a beat. That dude was
ambidextrous. That's why he's an artist.
Yep. That dude, D-Roy, did you pass rocks for jocks? Dude, I'm going to tell you what. I always thought that if I got into a pinch, I have the athletic department to help me out. The athletic department say, school is school, football is football. You on your own. That it was nothing, nowhere near that. School was hard.
Somebody says Justin Bohr's back in the majors. He's on San Francisco. Is that true, Robbie? I don't remember seeing him last year.
We just played San Francisco twice in two series. I didn't see Justin Bohr all the time. He might be in the minors. But he's definitely not in the major
league. In the minors at this stage?
It would make me very happy if Justin Bohr was back in the major leagues. I would like Justin Bohr on this team, to be honest with you. I love Justin
Bohr. Yeah, he's in the San Francisco Giants organization. But he's not. I didn't see him once.
I don't remember seeing him. I'm looking right now. First baseman.
He's on the Salt Lake Bees.
Really? The team from Major League back to the minors? With Scott Bakula?
Yep. Scott Bakula, NCIS New Orleans. That's my show.
All right. We'll take a quick break. You guys can get us on the show. 786-360-0790 is our text line. We're on Twitch. The silly sauce right now in the Twitch chat's crazy. 790 the ticket on Twitch. We're back with more for this.
If I'm honest.
It's time for If I'm Honest.
Why are men great till they gotta be great?
By the way, happy birthday to our guy who inspired this game, Goran Dragic. It is Gogi's birthday today. Which, if I'm honest, makes me happy.
What is he, 42?
Minus one, bro. You know what? Minus one. That's just minus one and minus one for sass.
Minus one.
I didn't even like the tone on that. I didn't like it.
I didn't like what you just did there. I got you.
All right. If I'm honest, Carl Anthony Towns is a liar. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Carl just attacking Rando.
Yeah, well, I saw this headline. It says Carl Anthony Towns claims he can hit a golf ball further than Bryson DeChambeau. And I got to say, if I'm honest, no, he can't.
Now, I will say this. Tall guys do have an advantage. I don't know how much he golfs, though. So that is, you know, why I would question it. But it's not out of the realm of things that could happen, because if he can swing a golf club and he can put a good swing on it, he is built, you know, to be able to do it. Keep in mind that he's getting clubs that are a little bit longer. When you use longer clubs, you usually have the ability to hit it farther. So
don't buy it.
Okay.
Not more than, old Bain Lab. Who's got the vein sticking out of his neck so he can go drive the ball as far as possible.
Yep. Yep.
Not buying it.
I got you.
Now, what do you got, Leroy?
If I'm honest, this Heat basketball season has been uneventful for me.
If I'm honest.
Too many guys not playing, guys in and out, win some, lose some. It's just been a blah year. So I don't know what could turn it around for me. Every time something good happens, it's followed up by two bad things. Excited to get Oladipo. He's hurt. Excited to get Deadman. Then Jimmy's out. Then Tyler's out. Then Bam's out. Gogi's out. It's just been one of those seasons where, you're wondering at any point in time, are they going to be able to get some consistency as far as guys playing? So I'm just blah. I'm like, haven't been that excited. You know, I usually am in front of the TV for every game.
There's no juice.
Now I'm like, is there a game tonight? You know, just, I don't know why. That's usually not like me. I'm usually a team guy.
If I'm honest.
Robbie?
All right. If I'm honest.
If I'm honest.
There's a couple parts here. Number one, I did not like being left out of the initial part of the draft party. I felt insulted. I could try to be cool and play it off like, oh, no, it didn't bother me. No, it bothered me. If I'm honest, I did not like being left out. And then when I came in like a cannon because I had to get my, I was suppressed from the draft party. And then I got kicked out. And then once I got kicked out, I had major Team Petty vibes on that draft party. I was hoping it would fail, with the exception of Jay Fig. Go ahead.
It didn't, though.
Well, you have to say that to her because she controls your Q&A.
No, but I was hoping the technical side of the draft party went smooth. According to the reports, Jay Fig did an amazing job. But other than that, I was hoping to steal all the Twitchers and all the listeners from that draft party onto my super real no holds barred draft party.
And where can people go follow you on Twitch?
At Robbie the Degenerate.
There you go.
Also on Twitter and
no, I don't have Facebook. That. I don't have that.
And Instagram.
And sneakily, he has a TikTok.
No. That'll be the last thing I do. TikTok. Get out of here.
Oh,
that
Robbie,
and doing food selfies on IG.
That would make my
next
day.
Bet with you.
You definitely could be probably big on TikTok. Like if you could do the Magnificent Seven in 15 seconds, I think that'd be an amazing. You'd probably get a gazillion followers.
Take the over now.
Jay Fig.
Someone said that's a weird way to apologize to Jay Fig.
A little bit.
Yeah. I wasn't.
I agree.
All right, fine.
If I'm honest.
Anyway, if I'm honest, I need to stop doing that thing where I say I'm going to start a new show and then go back to watching a show I've watched 35 times.
So you want to go, if you're honest, you need to go find new entertainment instead of rehashing old entertainment?
Yes, I do that a lot.
Yeah. What's your favorite go-to?
How come every movie we asked if you've seen, you say you haven't seen it?
I totally understand that because you don't want to.
And
commit.
I'm talking about shows.
Shows,
yeah,
okay.
TV shows.
What show are you watching now?
Well, I would back then, and I'm talking about like maybe last year, but I would watch The Office every single time, and now I'm watching New Girl every single time.
Oh, same shows.
Yeah, I totally understand because if you start a new show, you feel like you have to commit, and now you got to go on a serious binge. If you want
to
rehash,
yeah, then I have to pay attention. But yes. I like watching shows and having it in the background.
Yeah, like I like to, like, if I need to kill like 30 to 45 minutes, I'll just rewatch an old episode, or maybe a Curb is a good time killer. Sometimes a Monk episode, like it's for another 45 minutes.
If you need to kill 45 minutes, Robbie, you can just do draft research for 2023.
Oh yeah, I got DJ Uyunglele tagged already. He could be the first pick of 2023.
Tag him and bag him.
Samoan Cam.
Oh my God, Parks and Rec is another one that I. Until they took it off Netflix.
Now, isn't, what is it, New Girl, that's the other Deschanel, right?
Yes.
Zoe.
Because her sister does Bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out who was the other.
Who's the other? I didn't even know there was another Deschanel.
There's Zoe and there's,
You know, like, the most random TV actresses, bro. It's very funny.
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't. Yep, I know you about do. The
you're like,
Deschanel
that's the lady.
Sisters.
You're like, that's the lady from Smoketop. I'm like, what the hell is Smoketop?
Well, because here's the deal. When I'm watching shows and I wonder if I've seen that person before. Like, first of all, I watch Law & Order. So every actor or actress has been through Law and Order. I saw Zoe Saldana speaking Spanish on a Law and Order years ago. So they all come through there.
Now she's doing car commercials.
Right. Like last night I was watching Jack Reacher, the second one. And I think that's the same chick from Avengers with the black hair. So like I just put two and two together and then I start looking at all the movies they were in. And I was like, oh, okay. Just like
IMDb.
I saw Mortal Kombat, and I was wondering if I'd seen the chick. What's her name? With the spikes.
I watched Mortal Kombat last night. I watched it. I got a chance to catch it. You know, if I'm honest, Sub-Zero, bit of a letdown.
Really?
And also nobody thought to give to burn the ice guy before that. Like, really? This is just coming across. So let me get this straight. A guy who was a bum ass MMA fighter can beat a guy, spoiler alert, with four arms, but yet nobody thought to burn the ice guy.
Well, here's the problem. Your powers have to be strong enough to be able to overtake the ice.
Stronger than fire?
Yeah, but if you're just throwing a weak ass fireball, it ain't gonna stop that.
Oh,
ice.
Really? Really? Okay. So you're just trying to tell me that they put it at a level where Liu Kang wasn't enough.
It's like putting a lighter on an igloo, just a little big lighter.
I tell you what, Mortal Kombat. If I'm honest, spoiler alert, little bit forward with thinking they should just have a lead into a sequel. I don't know.
Well, my problem was here's my problem with the Mortal Kombat. They spent most of the show doing the backstories of all of the characters. And if you're watching Mortal Kombat, you already know that. Let's get to the fighting.
Exactly.
And so that's why I had a problem with Mortal Kombat. Other than that, yeah, when they fought, I was entertained. It wasn't like they never did do the tournament. They just broke it down on the street.
If I'm honest, I've been saving this one for a few weeks. I really like this new Bally's jingle. It gets stuck in my head every commercial break, whether it's a Heat or it's a Marlins game. I like that new Bally's jingle. Ta-na-na-na-na-na. I like it.
J-Fig likes the poop commercial.
You know what? I like that Bally's jingle, too. If I'm honest, I do like that Bally's jingle.
If I'm honest.
Every morning we come on and J-Fig is singing the diarrhea commercial.
Oh, it's God. Very catchy. It's a good jingle.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing, especially the Charmin booty people, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got Charmin
booty. Yeah, like, I don't get these jingles, right? Because it don't make you what, like, it doesn't make you want to go out and buy Charmin, because if you go in the toilet paper aisle, you're just looking for the best deal.
All right.
It's funny. I've never been so excited to buy toilet paper.
We'll take a quick break. We're back with more after this.